Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read a few verses from the Bible. Psalm 47, verses 1 and 2. Come, everyone, clap your hands. Shout to God with joyful praise, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. Clapping is extremely eloquent. It uses no words, but it conveys very powerful messages. There's all the difference in the world between clapping that is dutiful and polite and clapping that is enthusiastic and noisy. They convey completely different messages. I'm glad that the Bible encourages us to clap precisely because it takes us beyond words. However well-chosen and eloquent our speech, it can never fully express how great, majestic, and awesome our God is. I was not brought up to make much use of my body in worship. Standing up, sitting down, and shutting my eyes were the sum total of my bodily worship. I had an aunt who was high church, and she did a lot of kneeling. Lifting hands or dancing in worship were well outside my experience until I was in my 20s. Of course, the words do matter, and we'll always want to make use of them as we praise God. But I'm glad that we live in days when many have rediscovered the importance of using our bodies in worship. Clapping, it seems to me, is a particularly appropriate way of worshipping God because, like singing, it binds us together with those around us. Our clap is small and makes little noise, but when it's combined with other clapping people, there's a great body of united sound. If you've been to a sports match, you'll know how important clapping is. It can be used positively and negatively. A team will immediately know the difference between a slow hand clap and a clap of approval. God deserves the most enthusiastic and confident worship that we can bring, and I'm sure that it delights his heart when he hears the thunder of clapping. Let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to worship you with our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on...
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.